Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone. We're visiting with Erica Wolfolk, who is an Iowa State University Extension and Outreach beef specialist for a portion of Southwest Iowa. Oh, I say a portion. That's kind of cruel, isn't it? Because Iowa State University Extension specialists are pretty much spread all over the place, aren't they?
That's right, yeah.
They keep you moving. Erica, thank you so much for the time. You've got a program coming up called Boots in the Barn for folks around the region. It'll be held in Lenox, and it's coming up on in a few different evenings during the month of May. Tell us a little bit about Boots in the Barn.
Yeah, so this is a program that was really designed for women that are involved in the beef industry. And typically it's kind of a four-part series. And really our goal with it is just to allow an open environment for women of all different types of experience with the beef industry to come and learn more and add to their expertise. So really try to keep this kind of a maybe smaller group and a little bit more hands-on than maybe the traditional extension meetings might be. And so just kind of our goal is really kind of to provide an open atmosphere for women to come, learn and ask questions of our speakers and our experts, but also kind of learn from other women that are involved in the beef industry too.
Sure. Is this a new program?
Newer. It's been around for a couple of years. This is kind of the first time that we've had it kind of in Southwest Iowa here in this region.
Okay, very good. Did this come up through, through the feedback that you've gotten from folks looking to see what Iowa State University and Extension and Outreach can offer?
Yeah, it really did kind of start from that. So a little bit different environment than kind of our traditional beef extension meetings. Obviously, our meetings, our typical beef meetings are open to both men and women. But we had some feedback, some comments from women that they were just a little bit intimidated by some of those meetings because they just felt that they couldn't ask some of the questions that they had. And so our thought here with this Boots in the Barn program focused for women is to provide a little bit different atmosphere than maybe we would traditionally have and kind of a more open environment to ask some of those questions.
Well, through some other programs like Annie's Project, for example, there's been a lot of success. There's been an awful lot of interest in those types of programs. So this is just kind of falling in line with some of those requests.
Yes, exactly.
Very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about the program itself, because this is going to be held over a series of evenings during the month of May. So tell us what they'll find each of these meetings.
Yes, so we have four meetings on Wednesday evenings in May, like you mentioned. So May 10th, 17th, 24th, and 31st are those dates. So the last four Wednesdays during the month of May. We have started the program, just kind of plan to start with kind of a light supper that's provided at 6 p.m. And then we'll actually run the program from about 6:30 to 8:30 on those evenings. So each evening we have something a little bit different planned. And we kind of have some basic ideas of what we want to touch on as our speakers that we've brought in for this. But also, too, we want to make sure that it's an open environment and that we're really targeting those questions that our participants have. Our first night is kind of a pasture walk. We're going to spend the evening in a pasture, obviously, hopefully, weather permitting. But our goal is just to provide some basic grazing management plan, some pasture plan ID. But, of course, as other questions come up, we're hopeful that we can help answer those questions as well.
Okay. Is it necessary for folks to attend each of these sessions?
No. Obviously, each of our program evenings will be a little bit different of a focus area. We would love for somebody to be able to come on all four evenings and kind of build on our discussion and the environment that we have, but definitely not a requirement. If you can only make one or two, that's perfectly fine as well.
Okay. Well, you mentioned the first one's kind of the pasture walk, to kind of get folks used to and familiar with what you're going to do from there on May 10th. And then what happens after that?
Yes. So on our second evening, May 17th, we'll be focused on preparing for the breeding season. So kind of some topics that we have in the works is kind of some bull management, talking a little bit about reproductive technologies and some of the nutritional impacts on helping those cows prepare for the breeding season to make the most of that. We also have plans to get some reproductive tracks from a local locker as well. And give ladies kind of an opportunity if they want to explore doing some AI or artificial insemination of those tracks as well, just kind of a fun hands-on opportunity there. Our third session will be focused on kind of management of herd health. And so we are working with a local veterinarian in the area, and our goal is just kind of talk about some of the basics of illness and injuries for the cow herd, and some best management practices when we're talking about vaccinating the cow herd, processing cows, things along those lines. Our fourth evening is focused more on the feedlot side. And Ottawa Valley Feeders and Balance Forward has agreed to host us and kind of give us a tour of their feed yard, and also kind of set the stage for helping our attendees think about ways to prepare their calves for the feed yard and have success for those calves for being on feed and in that feedlot setting.
All right, very good. Taking the show on the road a little bit then.
Yes, that's right.
Very good.
Hopefully a good mix of classroom and then also some on-farm demonstrations and hands-on things as well.
Well, in addition to you, it looks like you're pulling in some other folks to help share knowledge.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, we have a couple other Iowa State field specialists. So Aaron Feugling, our agronomist for Southwest Iowa, and Tony Minzing, our ag engineer for Southwest Iowa, will be teaming up to kind of tackle that pasture walk setting. I mentioned a local veterinarian that'll be kind of focusing on our night of the herd health components. And then also Christy Drake with New Balance Feeders there will be, New Balance Forward, not Ottawa Valley Feeders. The feedlot host will be joining us as well.
Great. Erica, who should attend these types of things? Is it someone with little knowledge, someone with lots already, or just everyone?
Really any woman that's involved in the beef industry. So, you know, if it's something that maybe just married into, just kind of getting started, getting your hands wet, kind of figuring out the beef industry, we'd love to have you join. But also on the flip side, too, I hope that there's value for somebody that's been involved in the beef industry for multiple years. And I think there's an opportunity to kind of share some knowledge back and forth between our attendees as well. Just kind of some experience of what they do on their farm, what works for them. Just some good open environment for women to learn.
Well, and no matter your experience level, it's an opportunity to ask some questions, too, and that's always valuable.
That's right, yes. Just as much from our speakers as well as from one another as well.
Okay. Well, it looks like Taylor County Extension Office down there in Bedford is going to be kind of spearheading this effort. Is registration pretty easy?
Yes. So best case scenario would just be to contact Jenny at the Taylor County Extension Office out of Bedford there. Their phone number at the Extension Office in Taylor County is 712-523-2137. Or you can contact any of your local Extension offices and they can get you hooked up as well and get you the right contact information.
Okay. Well, a lot of great information for folks to be able to pull out of this. A little light supper there, too, with each of these sessions. So there's got to be a fee.
That's right. Yes. So we're asking registration fee of $25. It's going to include that supper and all four of the sessions. It can be paid in advance or paid at the door. We do request that if you're planning on attending to at least let us know so that we can plan ahead for that perspective. But several sponsors have kind of pitched in locally from the Region 23 for Extension. That would be Adams, Taylor, Ringgold, and Union Counties to kind of make this a low-cost program. So we want to thank them for that.
Yeah, that $25 is barely going to cover the light supper, if even. So, yeah, it's a good,
that's right,
good opportunity, yeah. That's for sure. All right. And again, kind of based out of the, it says St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Lenox, it says here on my notes. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay.
We'll be based out of Lenox. Our pasture walk, I think, is just a couple miles outside of Lenox as well. And then, of course, our feed yard will be kind of in Adams County. When we do that tour on the last night in May. But kind of based out of that Lenox area is our home area.
Sure. 6 to 8:30 roughly is when those meetings will be held on those evenings in May, the 10th, the 17th, the 24th, and the 31st, all Wednesday evenings. Erica, do you expect to draw from a pretty good area for something like this?
Yes, we hope so. Some of the programs that we've had in the past have definitely came from a couple county radius. So we hope that that's the case again. An opportunity to get some hands-on small group interactions as well. So we hope that it is a draw for ladies that are interested in attending and increasing their knowledge in the beef industry.
All right. Very good. The program is called Boots in the Barn, Beef Cattle Management for Women. And we've been visiting with Erica Woolfolk, Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Beef Specialist, helping to organize and give folks an opportunity to learn just a little bit more here through this program. We hope they take advantage of it. Well, Erica, thanks so much for the time this morning. Appreciate it. Good luck with the program.
Thank you. We appreciate it as well.